Good morning, church. This is the day that God is making. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm happy to welcome you to this virtual service on Zoom at Tabernacle United Church. My name is Pastor Katie. Pronouns are she, her, hers. And I'm pastor here at Tabernacle United Church. And though we're not meeting in a physical building together, we are gathered here in a spiritual gathering on Zoom to worship God together. So I want to welcome you to this time of worship. And especially if you're visiting for the first time, we're glad you're here. If you're joining us and have chosen to come into this space to worship, thank you for doing that and for connecting with us. And if you would like to welcome to share your name, anything you want to share with us on the chat, and just to let us know you're here for the first time, we would love to welcome you into this time. And you can also email me if you want to let me know of your presence as well at the email address in front of you on the screen, tabunitedpastor@gmail.com. We're happy that you're joining us and we'd love to hear from you. I have just a few announcements to share with us this morning. Following our worship today, we're going to be continuing with our caucus groups. We'll have our white caucus group meeting at 11:45 today. We're kind of starting up again. We did a four-week meetup in July, and now we are starting up again, and we're going to be meeting once a month through the end of the year, both the white caucus group as well as the BIPOC caucus group. So if you would like to join us for that, you can do that. The white caucus group will be meeting, as well as the BIPOC Black Indigenous People of Color group will be meeting today at 11:45. If you need links or more information about that, just send your name to us and we will get you that information so you can join us today. We would love to have you as we start up again and move into the fall. Also, just wanted to lift up for all of us who are participating in Zoom services, as you maybe saw, Shell sent out an email this week, that we would love to have help in our worship services. We would love to have your voice and your leadership for Zoom services. So if you are interested in leading as a liturgist, as helping lead worship, you are interested in writing or providing prayers for the service, and or if you're interested in hosting coffee hour, just being the host for that conversation after the service, or for leading children's time as well. If you're just interested in being a part, we would really welcome folks to, we have a small group of folks who have been volunteering. We'd love to have more also so that we don't have the same people doing things over and over again. It's good to reach out and to have other voices. So please let us know. You can email me or you can email Shell directly, tabernacleunited@gmail.com. So let us continue now in our worship, and we're going to begin by calling ourselves to worship.
Please join me in the call to worship. Here we are again, so far from each other.
So far from the handshakes and embraces we once loved.
God, help us as we struggle to be together in this alien space.
Help us to be present to each other, present to ourselves and to you, our solid rock and our real comfort.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Pax, and my pronouns are they, them. And I invite you to sing some songs of praise and worship this morning, starting with I Will Wade, and I invite you to imagine the water around you and you wading into deeper water as you sing this song.
Jesus said, go out into the water just a little further from the shore. Jesus said, go deeper in the water and you'll find what you're looking for. Jesus said, follow me and leave everything else behind. Lord, I will wade out from the shore. I have faith your grace will meet me there and show me what's in store. I'm not afraid, not anymore. Even though I falter, though I fail, your love will never fade. Lord, I will wade. I will wade. I will wade. Lord, I will wade. Jesus said, go out into the water just a little further from the shore. Jesus said, go deeper in the water and you'll find what you're looking for. Jesus said, follow me and leave everything else behind. Lord, I will wade out from the shore. I have faith your grace will meet me there and show me what's in store. I'm not afraid, not anymore. Even though I falter, though I fail, your love will never fade. Lord, I will wade. I will wade. I will wade. Lord, I will wade. I will wade. I will wade.
Here is our opening prayer. God of presence, we are so far away from each other. Some of us rush through our days performing task after task. Some of us search for ways to fill empty time. Many of us are very alone. We ask you, in this holy hour, to lead us back to the lives of action and meaning that are so hard to find. We are grateful that we are surviving. We ask you to help us truly live. Amen. Please join me in the prayer of confession, reading from your homes. God, we confess we are tired and confused. We use up our time and energy just getting through these days, living in isolation and sometimes in fear. We are asked to live with zeal and fervor, serving you. We don't have much energy for the work you ask us to do. We know that you want us to bless each other constantly. You want us to open our lives and our hearts to those in need. You want us to comfort those who mourn and give shelter to those who must sleep in fear. You would not ask us to do this work if you did not have faith in us. We ask you to send us energy and determination. Help us find our own way into the life of action that you ask us to live. Give us some holy strength. Send us some joyful hope. People of God, hear these words of assurance. The God who made us capable of faithful action will give us purpose. The God who created us to love without restraint will give us strength. Thanks be to God. Friends, believe in the good news of the gospel.
In Jesus Christ, we are set free.
I invite you to join me in singing a song of praise together.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty, the Lord our God is omnipotent, the Lord our God is wonderful. For the Lord our God is mighty, the Lord our God is omnipotent, the Lord our God is wonderful.
Jesus has offered us the peace that passes all understanding, that we receive that peace and we offer that to one another. So let us now turn to each other in this virtual place, and you can unmute yourself now and let us offer one another signs of Christ's peace. Peace be with you.
Peace
be with you all.
Peace
be with you.
Also with you.
Pastor Katie.
Peace, Pastor Katie.
Hi, Donald.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hi.
Thank you. Katie Day, peace. Good morning. Peace. Peace. Oh, Katie Day. Hi. Hi. Ben Kime. Where's Ben? Where's Ben? Oh my gosh, Todd,
you look like Santa Claus.
Vacation.
Hi, Auntie.
Hi, Levi.
Levi, hi.
Hi, Geneva.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi, Katie Day.
Hi.
Carly, good to see you. Peace be with you.
Katie.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, hi Miss Lisa.
Good morning, Levi.
Hi, Amy and Jean.
Hi.
Good morning, everyone.
Well, so good to see everybody.
Hey, buddy.
What's this?
Hi, Auntie Laura.
Hi, Alaska.
Hello, Ray.
Hi, Jennifer. And, oh, Rose, I didn't see you guys. Hi.
Jennifer, Rose.
Hi. Glad to see you.
Hi, Elliot.
Jim Gerhardt. Peace.
Okay, we're gone.
Hey, hi, Amy.
Wow. How did my dog get to your house, Lisa Jacobs?
Oh,
Captain says hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Looks just yeah. like Sophie.
Hi.
Hi, oh, doggy.
Oh, Alaska, are you feeling better?
Yeah. I think I'm like completely recovered now.
Now is the time in the service where we invite children and the young at heart to come closer and see what someone is sharing with us for children's time. So I invite you to sing together to join in that time.
Come and see, come and see. I am the way and the truth, said he. Follow me, follow me. Come as a child, oh, come and see.
Hi, kids. I can see that some of you are actually really close to the screen. I got lucky. I have a different view than I normally have. So I know that there are some of you there really close. I want to talk about, like, how we learn stuff. Sorry, I have to fix my glasses so my Santa Claus sideburns aren't sticking out so much. When the church was really, really new, right after Jesus died, and for several hundred years, there weren't many people who were in the church, and they were really, really far apart, really far apart. And they didn't have cell phones. There were no telephones, not even the kind like on the wall. And it was really took a long time to get from one place to another, a really, really long time, and it was dangerous and tiring. So they were really far apart, like we all are now, and they had to figure out how to teach stuff to each other, because being Christian was really new. Nobody knew how to do it. So this is sort of like if you are doing like remote kindergarten or remote learning, or if you've gone to preschool, or even like when you go to our nursery time here at TAB, when you meet with Lisa, right? Sometimes the directions aren't very clear. And my favorite verse in the Bible is really short, and it tells us what we need to do. Do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. It's really short, but it's like really short directions when you have to do something. Sometimes it's not clear. So other people wrote much longer parts of letters. These were the ways that they communicated with each other the way we do now, and they taught each other. And they wrote really long letters. And most of the back of the Bible are these really long letters to each other saying, we think this is how we should be Christians right now. And sometimes they would say, hey, I heard this is happening with you. We're having that problem too. You should think about it this way. And I'm going to get my Bible. So I have a funny one. I have a Bible that has the way one person wrote it here and the way another translator wrote it here. So I have like two versions side by side so you can see what different people had to say. And we got a lot of extra directions. And so the ones that are the reading for today has lots and lots of specific directions because people got confused. They were far apart. They were doing remote learning really slow. And so they needed lots of extra directions. And I just want to read you the extra directions that are at the very, very end of the reading today. And this is about your enemy, which is somebody you don't get along with, someone you don't like. And there are lots of directions about this. And it says, if your enemy is hungry, feed them. If your enemy is thirsty, give them something to drink. Because if you do this, then they're going to be kind of confused, and it is the right thing to do. Don't be like overwhelmed by what other people are doing, but make sure that what you're doing is good and not the wrong thing. And so as everyone is getting ready to go back to school, I have been thinking a lot about directions and good directions and really short directions that are not enough. And just know that, like, yeah, it can be confusing. It can be confusing how to go to school. It can be confusing how to be a Christian. And there are lots of directions, and sometimes it helps to read extra directions, and sometimes it helps to ask somebody how we should be doing that. And now we don't have to, even though we can't get together, we have lots of ways we can do that. We can do that with our cell phone. We can do that like we're doing it here on Zoom, and we can do that by reading the Bible, and we can do that by talking with other Christians too, which is what the grown-ups are going to do later on after church today. So let's have a prayer. God, help us to remember that it's pretty simple, but sometimes we need extra directions when we get confused. Amen.
You are a child of God. You are a child of God. Let your light shine bright to the world. You are a child of God.
This morning, the theme for hymns that I picked out of what Pastor Katie told me about the sermon was ways to reinvigorate our love for one another. And I thought of this hymn in our hymnal. O love that will not let me go. And which is one that I grew up with and one that we may not be as familiar with, but I think you'll learn quickly as we sing through. Its flow may richer, fuller be. O joy that seekest me through pain, I cannot close my heart to thee. I trace the rainbow through the rain and feel the promise is not that morn shall tearless be. O cross that lifteth up my head, I dare not ask to fly from thee. I lay in dust life's glory dead, and from the ground there blossoms red life that shall endless be.
Our scripture reading today is from Romans chapter 12, verse 9 through 21. And I'm reading from the Inclusive New Testament version. You might have this in the email that Shell sent, so feel free to follow along. Your love must be genuine. Hate what is evil and cling to what is good. Love one another with the affection of siblings. Try to outdo one another in showing respect. Don't grow slack, but be fervent in spirit. The one you serve is Christ. Rejoice in hope. Be patient under trial. Persevere in prayer. Look at the needs of God's holy people as your own. Be generous in offering hospitality to strangers. Bless your persecutors. Bless and don't curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Don't be condescending, but associate with the lowly. Don't be conceited. Don't repay evil with evil. Be concerned with the highest ideal in the eyes of all people. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, don't take revenge. Leave room, my friends, for God's wrath. To quote scripture, vengeance is mine. I will pay them back, says our God. But there is more. If your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them drink. For in doing so, you will heap burning coals upon their heads. Don't be conquered by evil, but conquer evil with good. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Thank you, Buki. We're going to use our time this morning for some individual and group reflection. And we've done this before where we really take some time to take in the Word of God and hopefully to allow it to become more a part of us. And so today we're going to be both listeners as well as all of us preachers in one way or another. We're going to both reflect individually and share in a little bit later in small groups. So we've heard the passage from Romans already, and we are going to hear it again one more time before we do some individual and group reflection. But I would like to invite you to enter into this time. I'm actually going to give just a few words to give some context for the passage we read and say a few words to hopefully kind of get us into our reflection time. So I'll talk just for briefly for a few minutes, but I'd also like to invite you to have the scripture reading in front of you. Sometimes it's helpful to see it and to kind of as a way of bringing it to your attention and meditation. So if you have a version you like, a Bible at home you can use, or if you want to print out the copy we sent, that's fine. Or if you just want to pull it up as another tab on your computer to reference, you can do that too. So what I'd like to say first, just to kind of get us into this passage, is that, and thanks to Todd, really, who set this up in such a nice way for a children's time, that's really helpful, that basically here in Romans, Paul is trying to set up some norms, some basic norms, some basic practices that are to be found among Christians. So and these are to be based on the life and teachings of Jesus. In other words, Paul is addressing the question, what is distinctive about Christian identity? What is distinctive about Christian community? What are norms that guide us? What are the practices that sustain us, shape our identity and our character? In a faith community centered on Jesus and his life and teachings. And if you read just quickly and have heard the passage already, we can pull out some important quick answers like loving each other unhypocritically, genuinely, being patient in a time of trial, being joyful in hope, practicing generosity and sharing our possessions, practicing hospitality to strangers, not seeking revenge, but showing mercy to our enemies. These are just a few to pull out of the reading. And these norms and practices are explicitly named here by Paul because it's important for Paul to share with this community of Christians that they are not to mirror the Roman Empire in terms of its values and systems. There is something distinctive about Christian community. There are different norms, values, practices that shape us. And so we want, in other words, deformity from the Roman Empire and conformity to Christ and his way of life. And in fact, some of you may know a little bit of Greek or have studied a little bit of biblical Greek, but the word church in its earliest references in scripture in Greek is ekklesia. Ekklesia. Ekklesia means called out, literally means called out. So the earliest way of talking about the church was as these people who are called out of the world and called out of the empire to form an alternative community, that is based on God's liberating reign. So the church, meaning we, the church here gathered here today, we are the called out ones. We are being called out of American empire and its domination system steeped in materialism and greed and racism and homophobia and transphobia. We are called out of empire and called into community where our practices and ways of doing things are distinctive. And they are shaped by the life and teachings of the crucified one, of the Black Jesus. That is part of our identity as a church, is to be the called out ones. It's a powerful image that I think we often forget, and it's difficult to remember it because in North America today, we are in a context where the Christian church is dominant, and more often than not, I'm sorry to say, more often than not, married to the empire rather and chosen conformity to the American empire rather than called out of it or distinct from it. We've chosen to smush Jesus into our cult, our empire's culture of domination and privilege and accumulation and consumption and whiteness. The cross that some of us wear, or that I wear, has become just a popular piece of jewelry that doesn't really mean anything in our country, rather than being a shocking sign that it was and that it is, a sign of divine love that embraces suffering, a sign of the pathway that Christians are to choose to follow, the path of the cross, which means solidarity with those who suffer under the power of death and who suffer under the death penalty and all the powers of death, namely Black, Indigenous, people of color in our context. The cross has become watered down. We have a difficult time, I think, just coming back to the identity of the church as those who are being called out of empire. And I think it's important to remember that. And Paul is talking here about this specifically, saying, church, remember, you are the called out people. And in fact, earlier in this chapter, he says, don't conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds so that you can discern what is good and acceptable and pleasing to God. And so for us, as we hear these words for Romans, I want us, as we move into a time of reflection, I want us to keep in mind, first of all, that Paul is setting up this argument as a call to come out of empire and to resist conformity to the empire, and instead inviting us and calling the church to conform ourselves to Christ. And if we choose conformity to Christ, then there are norms and practices that we must take seriously together and figure out, as Todd said, how do we do this? How do we do these things together? How do we live differently? How do we support each other in living differently and in conformity to Christ and his life and teachings? So I'd like us to move into a reflection time now together. I'm going to read the passage again. And I'd like you to just find a hopefully, if you don't know, people are in different places, that might have kids running around, as much as you can, just find a moment to hear the words again. And if you're distracted or have other things going on, it's okay. Just do your best to hear. Hear the reading again, and I'd like you to reflect on, individually, on two questions. The first question is, what is one practice, one phrase from this reading, one practice in Romans that speaks most to me right now? I find it helpful to write it out, just to kind of put it out there, write it out on a piece of paper. It can just be one phrase, one short thing that speaks to you right now. Don't think too much about that. Just pull out what speaks to you. And then look at that phrase and spend another couple minutes thinking, why does this particular practice speak to me? The why question is important to ask, so it kind of gets us a little bit deeper into what's going on in our own lives. Why does this particular practice speak to me? So those are our questions. We're going to have 3 minutes alone to reflect. And Pax will play a little music to during that time. Then we'll come out of that time and we'll transition into breakout rooms. And just a quick word about that, you will get a little, you're randomly assigned. You'll be in a group with three other people besides you. And you will just get a little note that says, join the breakout room, and you'll be randomly assigned with a few other folks. And I'd like to ask you to just share, if you're willing and able, share your responses to those questions and talk to each other for a few minutes. We'd like to give about 2 minutes a person, so we're going to have 10 minutes total in that breakout room. So just make sure you have enough time for everyone to speak and who wants to share. So we'll give you a little warning right before we move into the breakout rooms, but for now, let's take a little time to reflect individually. So hear this reading again and settle in and hear what the Spirit is saying to you. Your love must be genuine. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Love one another with the affection of siblings. Try to outdo one another in showing respect. Don't grow slack, but be fervent in spirit. The one you serve is Christ. Rejoice in hope. Be patient under trial. Persevere in prayer. Look at the needs of God's holy people as your own. Be generous in offering hospitality to strangers. Bless your persecutors. Bless and don't curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Don't be condescending, but associate with the lowly. Don't be conceited. Don't repay evil with evil. Be concerned with the highest ideal in the eyes of all people. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, don't take revenge. Leave room, my friends, for God's wrath. To quote scripture, vengeance is mine. I will pay them back, says our God. But there is more. If your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them drink, for in doing so, you will heap burning coals upon their heads. Don't be conquered by evil. Conquer evil with good. Let's take some time now to reflect alone. Thank you. Now we will move into breakout rooms. So you don't have to do anything. Just wait for your screen to tell you that you can join. Also, just a word, if you don't feel comfortable sharing in a group, that's okay. You can just let your group know if you'd rather just listen. So there's no pressure, but we're going to invite folks to be in the groups and just to share what you feel comfortable sharing. So let's do that right now. All right, welcome back, everyone. Hopefully that wasn't too abrupt. It was a little bit for our group, but it was good to share together. I want to just take a couple minutes here before we sing together. I thought it might be nice just for, let's take 2-3 minutes to share, if folks feel comfortable, just in the chat right now, the phrase that spoke to you, and just to share the phrase. So if anyone wants to share, and we'll just kind of hear from each other some of the themes. Todd shared, rejoice in hope. I'm just going to start reading these out. Rejoice in hope, rejoice in hope. Carly, your love must be genuine. Fuki, bless them, don't curse them. Nick, bless your persecutors, bless and don't curse them. Geneva, hate what is evil. Jim Gerhard, be patient in trial. Chris Page, don't be conquered by evil, but conquer evil with good. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. It's from Pax. Ray, or from Elizabeth, try to outdo one another in showing respect. Nicole and Elliot, it is possible, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. And then I'm just going to shout out some other ones. Patiently wait, persevere in prayer, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep, bless those who persecute you, bless and don't curse. Live in harmony. Try to outdo one another in showing respect, generosity and hospitality. Wow, these are great. If you have an enemy, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them drink. Do not lag in zeal, be ardent in spirit. Don't repay evil with evil, perseverance in prayer. Thank you all for sharing. I want to invite you as you, as these statements or these phrases have been ringing in your heart, I invite you to take those and keep them with you this week and use them as a focus for your own prayer. And we are going to be talking more, I think, as we move into the fall. We're going to be spending a little bit more time on talking about this and what it means to be Christian community together in resistance to empire, and kind of digging deeper into those themes. So we will use this time, what we've gathered a little bit initially for this time, to focus our time in the fall as well. So thanks everyone for sharing. And let's take a moment now to sing together and lift up all our time of sharing with each other, and just pray for each other too as we continue in this work.
We have come to that point in our service where we are asked to give our offering. If you want to give electronically, you can text any amount to 84321, or you can go on the church's website and visit tabernacleunited.churchcenter.com/giving. And there are more details on the screen as well in regards to how you want to tag your gift. If you would like, you could also write a check and mail it to the church. We are still collecting mail there. Again, you can text any amount to 84321. This is how we show our love in action with our gifts. So give as you can and give generously.
I spend my life learning to survive, walk down these roads, hoping each one might lead me home. I learned early on that trust can come undone and leave your heart guarding its deepest part. Oh, but you got through the marrow and bone, shed some light where none had shone. I lost, I found, oh, I was missing love, oh, missing love. I fought to stand my ground, oh, I was missing love, oh, missing love. Some light where none had shone. I lost, I found, oh, I was missing love, oh, missing love. I fought to stand my ground, oh, I was missing love, oh, missing love. My Savior, my friend, missing love, oh, missing love. You found me and made me whole again. Oh, I was missing love, oh, missing God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly hosts, Creator, Christ, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Dear God, we thank you for these gifts, and we dedicate them to your good works, to acts of kindness, to loving, even when it is difficult, to blessing our enemies, and doing what is right and what is Christ-like. In your name we pray. Amen.
We're coming now to a time of sharing joys, concerns, and testimonies. If you are new to the service and would like to join in this time, what we do is, again, use the chat feature to share what is on our heart that we would like to lift up in prayer. And that can be a joy, it can be a struggle you're having, or someone else, or any other prayer concern you want to lift up before God and our community. So you can do that now, and Todd will read those as they come in, and then we will sing at the end of that time. So you can feel free to share in this moment what's on your heart. And let me just start off by giving thanks and praise to God for that Mike Ealing is back home. I know we sent out some news about him being in the hospital, and he is back home and is doing better. But he would like continued prayers for him, though, as well as he's recovering and recuperating. So please continue to pray for Mike, but also giving thanks that he is doing better. So God, hear us in your mercy. Hear our prayer.
Jim Gerhard writes, prayers for my friend Sam, who went wading in the Wissahickon, which resulted in an infection that triggered a psoriasis outbreak. God, in your mercy. Fletcher Chamora Huff writes, prayers for my learning community at Temple. The students and faculty are scared as cases double rapidly, and upper management seems to want to wait for someone to die before making the decision to end in-person teaching. This is frightening. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Jennifer writes, we ask for continued prayers for Jennifer's dad, who is in the ICU right now. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Pax writes, lifting up prayers for health and strength for Leroy Jordan and the Jordan family. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Geneva writes, prayers for Leroy Jordan in intensive care. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Chris Purdom writes, I was up late last night watching live tweets from Portland as people in the backs of 100 pickup trucks flying Trump flags drove through their downtown, macing people and shooting them with paintballs, aided by the police. One of them was killed. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Rose writes, we ask for prayers for Levi and his classmates as they start kindergarten on Wednesday. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Ray and Elizabeth write, prayers of thanksgiving for Elizabeth's parents who hosted us for 3 months, and thanksgiving that we are able to return to Philly. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Gina writes, prayers of safety and health for Anna, who will undergo a medical test procedure tomorrow morning. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Ben Keim writes, prayers of strength and health for all people forced for financial reasons to work in unsafe work environments. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Ray and Elizabeth write, please pray for us as we move on September 1st. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Megan writes, the unemployment payment system has been down and increasingly difficult for people to navigate. Prayers for gainful employment, for full compensation for those still unemployed. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Laura writes, I pray for my students who begin school tomorrow, and I'm not certain that I will be there. Thankfully, I have a co-teacher who is very supportive. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Chris Page writes, I'm hoping the movers are with my parents now and that their journey to New Jersey today will be uneventful. God in your mercy, hear our prayers. Lucinda McGill Legendre writes, prayers for perseverance in remote teaching. It's going to be a long year. I pray that I may have endurance, creativity, and joy. God in your mercy, hear our prayers. Katie Akins writes, for Jacob Blake and his family, for the end of violence and killing Black people by police. God in your mercy, hear our prayers. Sarah Hill writes, prayers for my friend Gina and her family as her mother enters hospice. God in your mercy, hear our prayers.
God hears the prayers that we have written and spoken out loud, and God hears the prayers that are on our hearts that are silent and that perhaps we couldn't find words to express. All of these prayers we lift up to God. So let us sing and remember what we've prayed and lift up all that is on our hearts to God. Come bring your burdens to God. If the Lord's Prayer is not familiar to you, it is here written on or in front of you on the screen. You can also pray whatever version you know by heart, if you know it by heart. But I invite us now to pray the Lord, the prayer that Jesus taught us, saying together, Our Parent who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
There is more.
Friends, there is a lot of evil going on in our world right now. And I know that we are, many of us, overwhelmed and struggling in a lot of different ways. I want you to, if you can, cling to this powerful phrase at the end of Romans that says, don't be overcome, don't be conquered by evil, but conquer and overcome evil with good. And let's remember those words, and not just those words, but that we, with the God of life and liberation and with each other, can do that, have the strength. And so let us take those words to heart. Let us not be overcome by evil. Let us overcome evil with good, because the God of life and love and justice is here and is among us. Let us not be afraid. Go in peace to serve God and each other and creation. Amen.